Zach Walls is a young man who was raised by two women in Iowa. In 2009, he was asked to speak in support of marriage equality in front of the state legislature. Unbeknownst to him, his incredible speech was recorded and subsequently posted on YouTube. It went viral and ended up playing a huge role in winning the 63-27 vote in favor of marriage equality in his home state. Since that time, he's become a strong ally and spokesman on a variety of LGBT civil rights issues, including the controversy in the Boy Scouts organization and their current policy prohibiting gay members. As an Eagle Scout himself, Zach Walls offers a powerful voice in this debate. And joining us now as part of our Campus Pride National Voices in Action Spotlight Series is Zach Walls. Zach, welcome to Outbeat Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. For our listeners who may not be familiar with your personal story, let's start out by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in being such a fantastic straight ally for us.
Well, first of all, thank you. And second of all, same-sex marriage is illegal in the state of Iowa, my home state, since 2009. And I was raised by a same-sex couple, my two moms, Jackie and Terry. And it was in 2011, it's hard to believe that it's been more than 2 years now, that I spoke before the Iowa legislature at a hearing about a proposed constitutional amendment to reverse that Supreme Court decision and amend the Constitution to redefine marriage in the state of Iowa. I spoke at that hearing, and unbeknownst to me, it was recorded by the House Democrats, who then uploaded that video and you know, spread it all over on YouTube, where it then, by the end of the year, racked up nearly 20 million hits and became YouTube's most-watched political video of 2011.
And that's crazy. I mean, I remember when that happened and seeing it, and it was on every site that I went to and that we monitored. How did you get on the agenda for that hearing in the first place?
You know, I was actually invited to speak there by the Iowa House Democrats, who were the ones who forced the legislature to have that hearing. And it was, you know, a kind of a long story that had inadvertently put me on the road, not even directly of the Democrats, but of the folks that they were working with, Lambda Legal, which had litigated that Supreme Court case. But it was certainly kind of a moment of serendipity. But I think really kind of the big takeaway for me was really the fact that I had no idea that it was being recorded, that it would wind up on the internet. You know, I really somehow managed to catch lightning in a bottle that I wasn't even holding.
Wow, very well said. And so as you thought about preparing for that speech, I mean, obviously it was going to be an important moment, and they asked you to speak for good reason. Did you have any idea what type of impact your words would have on them?
Oh, not at all. I mean, to be clear, I walked into that hearing and, you know, with the hopes of, you know, rallying somebody to come around and make some sense. But unfortunately, you know, the interview, actually not the interview, the vote wound up going down 63-27. A pretty solid vote in favor of passing the constitutional amendment.
Wow. Well, and I know in your speech you talk a lot about how, quote-unquote, normal your family experience was with your two moms. Mm-hmm. How was it for you growing up? How was it in school?
Well, I think we do have to be careful. I think sometimes the LGBTQ movement, you know, we have a tendency to want to normalize things that may not necessarily be, you know, exactly the same. And to be clear, you know, growing up with lesbian parents was certainly different from growing up with straight parents, especially in a state like Iowa. But, you know, what I found was that overwhelmingly the differences that existed were the result not of my parents', you know, parenting ability, but of the way other people viewed our family situation. You know, when Rick Santorum stands up and says that there's a problem with same-sex marriage or with having same-sex parents, he's right. But what he doesn't realize is that there's only a problem because he says there is. He is the problem with having gay parents. He is the problem for people who wish to be in a same-sex relationship.
Right. So did you ever suffer any homophobia in school based on your parents?
No, absolutely. There were certainly, you know, folks who wanted to put this target on my back. And I learned at a very early age that if I was going to talk about, having same-sex parents, that could be very, potentially dangerous for me. And so for a long time, I didn't talk about it. Mm-hmm. And it really wasn't until I got to high school when I finally found the courage to, in my own way, come out of the closet about having gay parents. I think sometimes folks in the LGBT community who do not have queer parents don't understand necessarily the parallels, of being gay and of having gay parents. And, of course, it's not a perfect analogy. But there is certainly some overlap. And now, that being said, I think sometimes, too, we often forget about the pressure that can sometimes be put on those of us who have queer parents, the expectations, the reality that, so often we are, ambassadors to the rest of the world because so many folks don't know somebody who has queer parents. So we have to be very careful as a community in how we, raise our kids and how we, I think, work together to advance rights for all people, queer or straight.
Right, right. Well, shifting gears a little bit, as we look out to the coming week, I mean, this is going to be a huge week for marriage equality now as the Supreme Court hears arguments about Prop 8 here in California, as well as the Defense of Marriage Act. What's your sense about how the court's going to rule on those issues?
I'm not a legal expert, so I really shouldn't be in the business of making guesses. I will certainly tell you that the stakes really couldn't be any higher. The session ends now on June 23rd, which is not too far away. And some of the work that I've been involved with most recently with the Boy Scouts of America, just a couple months ago, they were, announced that they were considering a policy change to their longstanding ban on gay members. And this decision that the Boy Scouts will make will be on May 24th. So we don't know exactly when the Supreme Court will rule after hearing oral arguments this week, but we do know that decision will likely come within about a month time frame of the Boy Scouts of America's decision. So that means that there are going to be three, potentially critical decisions happening that will have huge impacts on our community and on the nation as a whole.
Right.
In a very, very short window of time.
You're right. And it's going to happen very, very quickly, and it certainly makes for some exciting times. There's no doubt about that. I want to come back to the Boy Scouts here in a minute, but tell us about the book you've written.
So the book, My Two Moms, Lessons of Love, Strength, and What Makes a Family, comes out on paperback on April 2nd. And it's essentially, as crazy as it sounds, a memoir and essentially a reflection on my experiences growing up as a young man in Iowa with LGBT parents and kind of what that experience was like. And interestingly enough, Greg, the book was written through the prism of the Boy Scout law. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Each of the main 12 chapters of the book is told in an attempt to try and explain how that value was important to me and how it was important to my family and how my mom's kind of worked within the scouting mindset to instill those values in me. Mm-hmm. And I think kind of as a whole, the book is much more about, I think the fundamental values and experiences that define us, not just, as in my case, somebody with gay parents or even us as Americans, but just as us as human beings, sharing some time on this beautiful planet.
So you've been on the road talking about the book, and you've had a chance to obviously meet people from across the country. Tell us about that experience and how you've seen the country evolve around its attitude toward gay rights.
I've spent now with the better part of 2 years kind of on the road traveling. Part of it was for my book tour when My Two Moms came out. Part of it has been through just speaking at college campuses. Part of it has been advocacy work with various organizations. And part of it has been campaign work last year in the fall. So, I've had the incredible opportunity to go all over the country and to have conversations with folks from all walks of life. People who have all kinds of different perspectives on this issue, and what I've found is that, whether you're speaking in, rural Iowa, San Francisco, Orlando, Florida, the people are willing to listen to you if you're willing to respect them and their right to have their opinion, if not necessarily the opinion itself. I think sometimes we can get caught up in you know the vitriol that is so easy to come by in this debate, and sometimes you know we let that poison you know our understanding of those with whom we disagree. And so I think if we really you know want to continue to move forward as a movement and more broadly the country on this issue, that we need to continue talking about love, talking about family, talking about the values and the reasons we find you know this movement to be affirming and reinforcing of those values that I think define you know the best parts of who we are.
Sure, good points all the way around. Well, and as you mentioned earlier, marriage equality is not the only issue that you've taken up to be such a strong voice of support for, but as an Eagle Scout, you've also spoken out about the discriminatory policies of the Boy Scouts. Talk about that a little bit.
So I joined the Cub Scouts when I was 6 years old as a Tiger Cub, the lowest rank under the totem pole. And I worked my way all the way up to Eagle Scout, and I left the program when I turned 18, graduated out. And throughout my entire experience, my moms were involved in one way or another. So I really, growing up as a Scout, saw firsthand you know, both the benefit of the program to me as a young man, but also the reality that LGBTQ identities are not in any way incongruent with scouting values. Recently, there have been a lot of folks who have stood up and made a lot of noise about this proposed policy change to lift the ban on gay members. And we simply feel that those who are trying to make these arguments that lifting this ban on gay folks will somehow devastate the BSA, these folks aren't actually concerned with the Boy Scouts. What they're concerned about is, you know, their own personal issues with gay people in America. Mm-hmm. And so I've been leading an organization called Scouts for Equality. You can find us online at scoutsforequality.com. It's all spelled out, scoutsforequality.com. To lead, you know, kind of an internal conversation within the scouting community and to, you know, lobby the national board to go ahead and adopt a full non-discrimination policy so we can stop worrying about this discriminatory membership policy and get back to the work of rebuilding scouting in America.
Wow. So what's your thoughts? How are they going to rule?
You know, again, if I you know, knew for sure, you know, I mean, I would love to tell you, but I don't know for sure. We're doing everything we can. We've brought on some of the best in the business. You know, we've also just been mobilizing Eagle Scouts all over the country, thousands and thousands and thousands of Scouts and Scout families. So we're feeling good, and we still got a little bit of time, but there's no doubt that it's right around the corner.
Well, you know, one of the things that they had talked about initially was that the national organization would remove the prohibition, but then would leave it to local chapters to decide whether they wanted to be inclusive or not. That doesn't really solve the problem, does it?
Oh, no, absolutely not. You know, even though there are certainly some folks who see this as a compromise, the reality is that you know a local option is not in the best interest of scouting, and it certainly doesn't solve this, you know, address this problem. And frankly, it's a false paradigm. The idea that somehow a local option you know, solves this problem somehow is predicated on the idea that some units will be able to you know engage in discrimination or not, and that's just a non-starter. The reality is that we need to make sure that we have a scouting program that is home to all boys who are willing to live its law, abide its oath, and are willing to blaze the trail.
Right. Right. Well, we've been following a couple of local stories here. Ryan Anderson is one of them.
Absolutely.
You know, here's a kid who was entirely successful throughout scouting, and a role model clearly for you know his peers. He completed his Eagle project, and then was tossed out after people found out he was gay.
So I know Ryan. The reason actually his story was proliferated was because his mother Karen reached out to us, and we helped her start her petition on change.org. Which is an online petition platform that allows anyone anywhere to start a petition. And we worked very closely with the Andresen family through the entire process. And you know, even though there are certainly a lot of days where it gets, you know, frustrating and hard, and you just, you know, you're staying up late, you're working long hours, and it's not a lot of fun, you know, thinking about people like Ryan and just remembering why we are doing this work is absolutely, I think, and not speaking just for myself, but I know for many members on our team, it's really what drives us.
Yeah. Did you ever envision that you would be doing today what you're doing?
If I had, I certainly wouldn't have been studying engineering at the University of Iowa.
It's an interesting life path, isn't it?
It is.
So as you look out into the future, you know, we've got the marriage issue coming to head this spring. Hopefully the Boy Scouts will resolve their issues this spring. What's on tap for your future?
I'm actually back in school this semester, believe it or not, running a nonprofit while a part-time student at the University of Iowa. So I've certainly been staying busy, and in the fall I'll be going back, in a more full-time capacity, and hopefully just going to be able to get this degree done and all wrapped up.
And so engineering is in your future?
Sustainability studies is okay. my major at the University of Iowa.
Awesome. Well, tell us again the name of the book and where people can go to get it.
Yep, it's My Two Moms, Lessons of Love, Strength, and What Makes a Family. You should be able to find it at any local bookstore or online. You can also find it at Zach Walls, ZACHWAHLS.com. If you want to stay in touch, the best way to do that is probably Twitter, just at Zach Walls, ZACHWAHLS, or Facebook, Facebook.com/Zach Walls. For Scouts for Equality, you can find us at Scouts for Equality, all written out, scoutsforequality.org or .com.
Fantastic. And we'll have all of those links available on our own website at outbeatnews.com. Zach, keep up the good work, and thank you so much for being a very strong ally for all of us.
Absolutely. I'll do my best, Greg. Thank you.
What a great guy.